Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's an ingrained belief in many a professional wrestler that when the bell rings, you finish the match, no matter what. Except that is when things go so poorly that the promoter steps in, puts their foot down, and brings the bloody thing to an end before the people involved make an even bigger twat out of themselves than they already have. I'm Andy for What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 matches so brutal and awkward, promoters stop them before the end. Number 10, Kairi Sane vs Nia Jax from WWE Raw. A deep gash across her forehead was Kairi Sane's war wound after facing Nia Jax in June 2020. It was a talking point online for days, and not just because it happened to a beloved figure in Kairi, but because of her opponent's unfortunate reputation for things like this tending to happen in her matches. The cut happened when Nia launched the much smaller Sane into the ring steps. Mindful of how grisly it looked, WWE ordered the match be brought to a halt so that Kairi could get herself checked out, with the editing team cutting the whole ordeal from TV because, well, it would have looked like crap. On the version of Raw that made the airwaves, we saw Nia hit an abrupt leg drop soon after the cut incident, scoring the win. Number 9, Dana Brooke vs Sarah Logan from WWE Main Event. Throwaway match on Main Event in 2019 turned nasty when Dana Brooke was drenched in blood only a few minutes in. Busted open hard way from a Sarah Logan knee, the amount of blood dripping from Brooke's head meant the referee was entrusted to end things, with Logan crowned a sudden winner. There's no real surprise here given WWE's PG rating, and with Dana, there was just too much goddamn blood for a random Main Event match to justify continuing. With Brooke in no condition to compete, she was called the loser. Number 8, Bret Hart vs Shawn Michaels from Survivor Series 1997. The brutality here is obviously a little bit different. The Montreal Screwjob didn't happen because one of Shawn Michaels or Bret Hart was injured, unlike in the last two matches I've just discussed, but because Bret was sodding off to WCW and Vince McMahon, he just couldn't let that happen peacefully. Instead of reaching the planned finish featuring interferences from DX and the Hart Foundation, McMahon personally ordered that time was called with Hart locked in his own sharpshooter, thus creating one of the most infamous moments in wrestling history. And, you know, we've talked about this event 700 times. It's the Montreal Screwjob, but it still doesn't get any more awkward than this when it comes to classic wrestling moments. Or does it? Number 7, Jeff Hardy versus Sting from TNA Victory Road 2011. An embarrassing and distressing moment for TNA and all of pro wrestling, Jeff Hardy versus Sting was a farce, with Hardy stumbling out for his world title match with the Icon visibly under the influence. Shambling around, struggling with his t-shirt and with a glazed over look in his eyes, Hardy's state was so bad that it prompted Eric Bischoff to run down from the back, tell Sting to hit his finisher, and then the referee to count the three. The referee did so without hesitation, and while the match lasted about half a minute, the whole farce felt much, much longer. Even Sting looked visibly apologetic and upset as he walked back up the ramp, and later, TNA released a statement apologizing for Victory Road, offering fans 6 free months of full access to their video library for, in their words, falling short of their standards. Stopping the match was unquestionably the right thing to do. What's also unquestionable, however, is that Jeff never should have been allowed out there in the first place. Number 6, Kurt Angle vs. Daniel Puder from WWE SmackDown. One of the most memorable real-life shoots in wrestling history went down when Kurt Angle bit off a little more than he could chew in the form of Daniel Puder, a trained mixed martial artist. Angle was challenging tough enough rookies to step up and try to take him down. Puder was the second person to accept that challenge, and he ended up trapping Kurt in a kimura that was so tight he just couldn't escape. His arm in real jeopardy of being broken, and embarrassed Angle was saved his blushes by Gerald Briscoe, who instructed the referee to count a pin on Puder, even though his shoulders weren't on the mat. Number 5, Daniel Bryan vs. Randy Orton from WWE Raw. Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton wrestled a noteworthy no DQ match on Raw in June 2013, bumping like crazy throughout, with Bryan suffering a stinger from a particularly nasty landing off a dropkick early on. His increasingly troublesome neck issues no doubt on his mind, Bryan nonetheless wanted to continue, and he was supposedly going to tap Orton out for the big win. Unfortunately, he couldn't do that. Later, Bryan recalled losing the feeling in his arms during the match, but he said he didn't want to stop, claiming that he and Triple H went nose to nose backstage. He was just that worked up. But he did admit, however, that WWE was only being conscious of protecting the wrestlers from themselves. Number 4, New Jack vs. Gypsy Joe from the Independents. New Jack. You know him, I know him, and here we have one of his very worst in-ring assaults as he battered the 72-year-old Gypsy Joe to a bloody pulp in front of a tiny, tiny crowd. Jack has claimed in interviews that the reason he went so hard on Joe was because his moves were being no-selled and Joe was taking liberties with hard headbutts. In return, he recklessly and ruthlessly beat the guy down, and even now, years later, it's a horrible thing to watch. Jack beat him with a chain and chairs and a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire, as well as anything else he could get his hands on, brutalizing an elderly man in the middle of the ring. The startled and shocked promoters for the event urgently rang the bell, calling for the match to be over as soon as possible, as the crowd heavily turned on New Jack, watching a no contest unfold. Number 3. Thumbtack Jack vs. Nick Gage from CZW's Tournament of Death. This Tournament of Death ended in a horrific way. In the finals, it was Nick Gage fighting Thumbtack Jack, with Jack throwing Gage through a big pile of light tubes at one point in the match. One of these light tubes ended up going through Gage's armpit, which is where a bunch of major arteries are. Two of them were sliced to the point that Gage bled profusely. And actually, in the ring, he almost bled to death. Now, Nick Gage, being Nick Gage, has since claimed that he was so fired up during the incident and during the match that he didn't fully understand the severity of the injury. And all he really wanted was for the nurse to tape him up so he could continue with the match. The medic and CZW's organizers refused to listen to him, and he got the medical attention he desperately required, taking him out of the match for his own good, thank God. Number 2. New Jack vs. William Hunter Lane from the Independents. It's shocking, knowing what we do about New Jack, that anyone would dare throw stiff shots in his direction. But that's exactly what Jack claimed William Hunter Lane did when they had this match on the indies. In return for being stiffed, Jack pulled out a metal blade from his ring gear and just started stabbing Lane in the ring. The organizers for the event interjected immediately, or as soon as they could, stopping the match, with New Jack being arrested shortly afterwards for aggravated assault and intent to commit murder. It's widely circulated that New Jack ended up stabbing Lane 16 times, with Jack's defense being that he only stabbed him 9 times, which, okay? Lane ended up visiting Jack in prison, claiming that he would drop the charges if he brought him on the road with him and turned the stabbing thing into an angle. Only in wrestling would a wrestler legitimately get stabbed over and over again and right away start turning it into an angle to draw money, which, by the way, never happened. Number 1. Jake Roberts vs. Jim Neidhart. Heroes of Wrestling is one of the most shameful wrestling events ever, and this is its most shameful moment. Jake Roberts was extremely inebriated before his match. Before it even began, he was cutting this incoherent, rambling promo backstage, and then in the match itself, well, he got his snake out of the bag and then just proceeded to simulate masturbation with the damn thing. It was sad more than anything else, and on the fly, the promoter decided that the right move was to cancel Roberts versus Jim Neidhart and bring out King Kong Bundy and Yokozuna, making it a tag team match. All four of them struggled to put on a worthwhile bout, with Jake being confused and oblivious to everything that was going on around him. The show ended with a quick pinfall on Roberts following a splash by Bundy, and Roberts getting up to tease pulling his tights down as the feed was immediately cut and the show ended. Thankfully, Roberts has since overcome his addictions and appears to be in a much better place these days. But revisiting these moments caught on film, it's pretty grim.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.